Praise the Lord and God bless you this evening and welcome to the Tabernacle Deliverance Sunday evening service, which will be broadcasted on Tuesday evening as well on the Daily Gospel Network. Hey, man, I'm excited about what God is doing today. And I always say God is always doing something dramatic and special for us. So I'm excited about that today. In the midst of everything that's going on, God is still wonderful. He's still great. Amen. He's still doing great things for us in the midst of just about everything going on. So, you know, I think about that and I think about how God has been good to us in the midst of everything. You know, each week I do Sunday service. I get an opportunity to tell you what the good news of Jesus and what God is doing for his people. But I also want to let you know that God does care. It's not just something to say. It's a fact that God does care. That's very important to understand that God cares about us in the midst of everything that's going on around us, in the midst of everything that's happening, that God really does care. Because a lot of times you hear preachers say, oh, God cares about you, but really, he does care. During this outbreak, a lot of things have taken place. And a thought came to me when I was getting ready to go to bed the other night during the week. And in fact, it was last week. You know, one of the most important things that God wants us to know is we got to come out of what's going on, come out of what's holding us back, and come out of what's causing us to miss out on what he has. So today, I want to talk about breakout. And I was laying in my bed and that just came to me. We got to break out of what's going on. We got to break out of what's happening around us. We got to break out of our fears. We got to break out of our unbelief. Well, I'm serious. It's time to break out and go forward in God. Bow your heads for a minute. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you in the behalf of those listening under the sound of my voice, oh God, those that have watched the television broadcast as well as you touch every liberal soul, break every yoke in their life, and meet the needs in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Get your Bible. Today we're going to talk about breakout. Now, breakout is an interesting topic. Me and my delicious water. We have to break out of what's going on. And that's something to think about. A lot of people have accepted what's going on. In other words, some people have accepted this virus is that my life is never going to get better. We're always going to be locked in the house. We're not going to be able to go nowhere. I'm not going to be able to find a job. My health ain't going to get better. My finance ain't going to get better. But you got to break out. You got to break out of that. You know, there's some bad habits we pick up as children or following other people. We got to break out of those habits so we can move forward in God. Someday comes a time where we got to break out of what's going on. Get your Bible and go with me to the book of Hosea, King James Version, chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4. I'm always fumbling with Hosea. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 2. Let's read what it says. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood. Touch blood. Let me read that again. By lying and swearing and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touch blood. Here we're looking at a situation where people have broke out, but they broke out for the wrong reason. They broke out for sin. They broke out to commit sin. They broke out to live sinful. They broke out to kill people. The Bible talks about in another scripture, people, don't sleep unless they cause somebody to fall. You got to watch people. People are funny. Humans are funny creatures. Humans are funny people. Let me tell you something about this. There are some people that won't go to sleep until they cause some gossip to go forth. They won't go to sleep until they tell you about something they heard or they think they heard. But look at the scripture. By swearing, by lying, and killing, and stealing, and committing adultery, they break out. Did you hear me? How people respond. See, all you needed one person, and it's true, all you needed one person to start some mess. You always got some suckers that's going to follow them. You hear me? You always got some dum-dum that's going to, I don't care how bad the thing the person is going to do, there's always somebody that's going to follow them. There's always somebody that's going to go running behind them. Why? Because they want to break out. They want to show who they are. They want to show what damage they could do. Because everybody that break out don't break out for good. That's one of the things most people fail to understand. People break out. Well, let's look at it this way. You can look at young people, or I'll say young adults, teenagers. Now, their parents tell them X, Y, Z, don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other. They get tired of it. They're going to break out. Amen. They break out when they get with their friend and they start doing all this stuff. That's why I tell people, stop telling people that lie that Joey won't do this because you ain't with Joey 24 hours a day. Joey going to break out of your commandments and do what he wants to do when he's out with his friends. Amen. You tell your daughter you can't be up under God like that. They'll get the wrong idea about you. She don't want to hear that when you ain't around. She want to be with those boys in that chorus. That's what she going to do. She's going to break out of being that respectable young girl, and she's going to run with those boys. People break out for different reasons. This scripture here is talking about people breaking out for the wrong reasons. This scripture here tells us that they broke out for the wrong reason. It says by swearing and by lying and by killing, stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touch blood. Guess what? These were church people. These were the children of Israel. There was no knowledge of God in hand, so everybody was doing whatever they want. This was Israel doing this. These were the so-called people of God. These were the so-called people of God doing this. These wasn't your everyday sinners. No, it wasn't. No, it was not. It wasn't your everyday sinners. It was the people of God that they didn't want to hear what God had to say. They didn't want to hear what God wanted them to do. They were focusing on doing what they wanted to do. They wanted to be breaking out. They wanted to break out and be free to do what they wanted to do. And they did that. They broke out to lie, cheat, steal, commit adultery, and murder. You know the story of Cain and Abel? Cain murdered his brother. Why? He murdered his brother because his brother offered up a better sacrifice. So the only way that Cain could get Abel, he was going to break out and become the first murderer. Break out of doing what's right. And I'm going to kill my brother. I'm going to get, he got to go. People say, I can't believe he killed his brother. Why not? His heart wasn't right. His mind wasn't right. People want to break out. People talk about the riot that took place, the insurrection that took place in the Capitol. They broke out. They don't want to follow rules anymore. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. And they get neighbors. So, you know what? We talk about freedom of speech. Everybody makes this thing about the amendments of freedom of speech. But there's consequences. Amen. It is the same thing with walking with God. There's consequences for rejecting God. It's personal. Each individual given the opportunity to walk with God. Each individual is given an opportunity to live before God. Each individual is given an opportunity to worship God on their own. We look at this outbreak that everybody's in homes, or they can't go to church or fellowship. A few churches are open with scattered people and trying to keep everybody safe. But it's individual. God's trying to get us back. In fact, I was talking before about this, and this is very true. Most people that don't read the Bible have no clue that the Church of God did not start in a building. Yeah. If you took time and read your New Testament, you would find out they were having church in houses. Amen. They were having churches in houses. They would have a Holy Ghost service in houses. People were getting saved in houses. We got established with buildings and corporation and all this stuff. And what happened? We got stupid. Home churches don't matter. And that's where the power started. We break out for the wrong reason. Let's move on. Let's go to Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19, King James Version. Oh, yes, I hear it. Well, praise God. I hear something in there. All right. Exodus chapter 19. And verse 22. And it reads as follows. And let the priests also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. Let me read that again. Let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth on them. Who's he talking about? He was talking about the priest then. Who are you talking about? The preachers today. We got to sanctify ourselves when we come before the Lord. When you come before the Lord to present yourself before the Lord, to present yourself before the people of God, you got to sanctify yourself. Now God is going to break forth on you. He's going to break out on you, and you ain't going to like his breaking. See, there's all type of breaking. Amen. There's all type of breakouts. Amen. This virus is an outbreak. It's a breakout on all humanity. And even on Adam. Then they'll break out of prison when somebody breaks out of prison.
Amen.
When the king died, Isaiah seen the Lord. He was able to break out of that and be able to see the Lord. The breaker has come alive in a lot of people's lives when they break out of what they're in. Hallelujah. When the breaker comes, everybody gets some type of breaking in their lives when they can break out and be free from something. Whether it's good or bad, the breaker comes. The breaker takes place. Amen. Hallelujah. They break out of whatever they're going through, whatever they've been through, they break out of that. Hallelujah. Sometimes people got to go home to be with the Lord, to be broken out of what they're going through. The breaker come to bring them out. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. You got to understand when the breaker comes, something is going to take place. Hallelujah. Something is going to move. Something is going to be replaced. Something is going to happen when the breaker comes. Hallelujah. Oh, gosh. The breaker. We want to break out, but we need the breaker to come to break us out of our situation. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Everybody worried about the virus. Everybody worried about their bills. Everybody worried about their health. Everybody worried about their home. What's going to happen with my home? I got no money to pay this mortgage, but the breaker got to come. Hallelujah. When the breaker comes, he's going to bring you out of that. He's going to break you out of that. He's going to tear that wall down for you and make you walk free. Hallelujah. When the breaker comes. I hear him changing my message. When the breaker comes. Hallelujah. That breaker is going to break everything up. People are walking around coughing and hooping and hollering and still have effects from the virus affecting them. But the break is going to come. And when he comes, he's going to break that cough. He's going to break that hope. He's going to break that holler and give you a hallelujah in your mouth.
Amen.
When the breaker comes. Hallelujah. When the breaker comes, deliverance takes place. Let me tell you something about deliverance. Deliverance isn't what everybody think it is. Sometimes people get deliverance to do wrong. Do you hear me? Some people promise God, if you deliver me, I'll do X, Y, and Z. And when God deliver them, they do the total opposite. When the breaker comes. When the breaker comes, something take place. Look at the scripture. Look at the scripture. And let the priests also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth on them. Did you hear me? All these lying prophets running around think they're seeking God. On November 3rd, he exposed a lot of them. Do you hear me? On November 3rd, God exposed a lot of them because the breaker took place. Oh, y'all ain't understanding me today. The breaker took place. He got tired of hearing his prophet lie. They run around, the Lord said Trump was going to win. Trump's going to win. I don't bite my tongue. Trump going to win. Trump going to win. Blah, blah, blah. And God said, stop lying on me. I never said no such thing. I never opened my mouth to you. I haven't spoken to you. You spoke in my name, but I didn't send you. So the breaker came on November 3rd. Do you hear me? The breaker came on November 3rd and broke those lies in half. And all those lying ones, the preachers, prophets, apostles, now they're trying to patch it up. Oh, I made a mistake. No, 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 no. As one person told them, you lie. The Bible makes it plain. I want to say this. The Bible makes it very plain. That anything a prophet says must come to pass, or he's a lying prophet. Hello?
Amen.
The breaker has come to reveal the dishonesty of in the ministry of God's word, to reveal these lying prophets. The breaker has come to bring deliverance to people's minds, hearts, and ears. God's tired of people being lied to. God's tired of people being deceived. God is tired of these lying prophets profiting off his word.
Amen.
Hello? The breaker has come. My wife told me she heard a message that my friend, Apostle Rowe, preached years ago. I think of it, the breaker has come. And I ran to look through a scripture, and it was talking about the breaker has come. And I put that scripture on side, but I want to talk about breaker. God said, no, I want you to talk about breaker. The breaker has come. The breaker has come to bring deliverance to his people. You ain't got no business sitting in no corner mourning and being afraid. That's not God's will.
Amen.
The breaker has come. Those of you that's watching this broadcast by TV, you need to get a chance and go to YouTube and pick up the whole message. We're the Tabernacle Deliverance, INC.org. The Tabernacle Deliverance Incorporated. You can find it there. Look under Pastor Bernard Warren. Get the rest of this message. Let me pray for you real quick, Father, in Jesus' name. Those that's watching this television broadcast on Tuesday night, touch every liberal soul, touch every liberal heart, oh God. Save them, deliver them, break yokes, and let them know that the breaker has come for them today. In Jesus' name, let's move on. Hallelujah. and the priests also which shall come near to the Lord, sanctify yourself themselves, lest the Lord break forth on them. The men and women of God has to clean themselves up. These guys do, they come on during a Sunday service and all that. They come in like they're going to play basketball, like they just came off the nasty court all sweaty and everything, and they sitting down, they're going to do their Sunday morning service. They're going to present God to you and they nasty and sweaty. The scripture says, sanctify yourselves when you come to present yourself before God. You got to sanctify yourself. Get your nasty behind in there, take a shower, and put some clean garments on before God. You got to honor and respect God if you want the breakout to come. We keep making excuses over everything we do. Because there's some of us are home now, we're justifying our action. But I thought about something today. When you want to go to a party or something, you get all dressed up. You put yourself together because you want to look presentable. But yet when you want to go live on social media and do a service, you want to look like you're playing basketball. Like you just got through raking the lake.
Amen.
You got to sanctify yourself. If you want the very God of peace to come in and sanctify you, only let's move on. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 6. And it says as follows. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness waters break out, and the streams in the desert. Let me read that again. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Did you hear that? When the breaker comes. When the breaker comes, those that are lame will receive healing and they'll be able to move. I want to tell you something. Many people today are spiritually lame and they can't walk. Many people are spiritually dumb and they can't sing, they can't talk, they can't do nothing. They need the breaker to come. They need the breaker to come into their lives and break those bands asunder. Did you hear me? They need the breaker to come. And it says, then shall the lame man leap as hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness, the waters shall what? Break out.
Amen.
There's no water in my flow and no big thing in the wilderness. But God said, I'm going to cause the water to break out in the wilderness of your life. You're going to become a living spring of water. When the breaker comes. When the breaker comes and comes into your life, he will bring the living waters into your life. You'll flow like a river. God wants to break those yokes. God wants to break those chains. A lot of people got spiritual chains. A lot of people got mental chains. But I learned something. I learned something about this election. Three people. The present president, the young poet, and the young guy that spoke. I think he's about 15 now. All three of these individuals had speech impairments. All three individuals learned to overcome those speech impairments. The breaker has come in their behalf.
Amen.
When the breaker comes, your life is going to change for the better. Who's the breaker? God is the breaker.
Amen.
When God comes into your life, change will take place when the breaker comes. Your life ain't going to be it nowhere in the world. When you get in tune with God, your life is going to be the same. It's not going to happen. Your life will never be the same. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly when the breaker comes. Let's look at that scripture again. And then shall the lame men leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness, water shall break out and streams in the desert. When the breaker comes. When the breaker comes, something takes place. I don't care where it is. That's the thing you got to understand. I don't care what situation you're in. The breaker can break through whatever it is. Amen. Whatever you're going through, whatever people are saying about you, the breaker can bring you through that successfully. Unscratched. When the breaker comes. When the breaker comes, something take place. Do you hear me? When the breaker comes, something take place. Lives are changed. Minds are delivered. Souls are set free. Souls are made free. When the breaker comes. Let's move on. Let's go to Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32. And verse 24. Let's read it. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him till the breaking of the day. Let me read that again. And Jacob was left alone. There wrestled with him a man. There wrestled a man with him to the breaking of the day. You got to read that story. Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord. They say he wrestled with God because he came for God. Imagine that. But that angel said, Jacob, you got to let me go. You got to let me go. The time is well spent. I got to return to the throne room. But Jacob said, I'm not letting you go. Amen. Did you hear me? Jacob told that angel, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. The day. Something about the breaking of the day. The day begin to break. The sky begin to open up and clear up. Now the angels in a situation where they're human. Jacob is rumbling with him. I'm not letting you go until you bless me. And then Jacob said, what's your name? He said, how see how did I do wonderful? You gonna ask me what my name is? Jacob would let that angel go under no terms until he got what he needed. When the breaker comes, you will get what you need. But a lot of times when the breaker comes, you need to ask him what you will according to his will. Ask what you need from the breaker. Did you hear me? When the breaker comes. Jacob, they're rumbling with the angels, fighting with him, trying the angel time. They let me go. He had to hit him in the side of his tight to get him to let him go. Because he wasn't letting him go. The angel had to get back to the throne in his thigh. But the scripture said tight. But he wouldn't let him go. Under no circumstances. Jacob received what he came for.
Amen.
The angel had to give this man what he was rumbling for. When the breaker comes. See, that's one of the problems with some of us. We don't fight for what we want from God. We give up quick. We say a quick prayer. Lord, bless me with this. Lord, heal me from this. Lord, deliver from me that and leave it like that and don't say nothing else. Don't praise him for it. Don't thank him for it. You got to fight what you want. So when the breaker comes, Oh, my God. When the breaker comes, you can get what you need.
Amen.
When the breaker comes. When the breaker comes, you can receive what God has for you. When the breaker comes. When the breaker comes. When the breaker comes. Let's think about that. When the breaker comes. When the breaker comes, you'll receive full kingdom blessings from God. When the breaker comes. Let's look at that scripture one more time. And it says as follows. And Jacob was alone, was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. What are we talking about? We talking about wrestling, praising, and worshiping God until the breaking of the day.
Amen.
We talking about praising and worshiping God in the midst of everything going on with everybody talking. We talking about worshiping, blessing God, honoring him, living right before God until the breaking of the day. And when the breaking of the day takes place, something takes place. The break is going to come. But we give up too quick. We quit too fast. We run off the road too fast. We don't wait for the breaker to come. You know the story of the 10 virgins, don't you? The breaker came. Five was taken and five was left. Why? The five did not waste their oil. All 10 slept. Five went about and did their thing and wasted their oil. And five did not. When the breaker come, those five was ready for the bridegroom. They didn't have to go looking for nothing. They had what they needed. When the breaker comes, things takes place. That's when the breaker comes. Jacob fought with that man, that angel, until the breaking of the day. He got what he needed. And that's what we got to do. We got to wrestle through prayer, fasting, going through Bible reading, Bible study, and get what God has for us for when the breaker passed by.
Amen.
You got to get what God has for you. Let's move on. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2. Isaiah chapter 52 verse 2 says, shake thyself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Let me read that again to you. Listen. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Did you hear that? Something you need to do. You gotta shake sometime. You gotta shake that stuff off you. You gotta shake those insults off of you. You gotta shake that disagreement off of you. I was on one of the social media networks that I've been in a group recently. And I said something, which was basic stuff and general stuff. And somebody came on and started calling me all kind of names, cursing at me and everything, calling me all kind of dumb, ignorant. Oh, he couldn't help himself but find every foul word he could say. So I sent them back a message saying, you're the ignorant one. Not me. You're the dumb one. Because you don't have no self-control over your mouth. You got to learn how to brush stuff off. Next thing I knew, the next morning, I went back to that social group, found that they removed him. I didn't have to do nothing. Let God fight your battles.
Amen.
Let God fight your battles. You don't have to do nothing. When the breaker comes, he'll fight for you. But there's something in the scripture that God wanted them to do. He wanted them to shake themselves from the dust. That's what you got to do. Amen. You got to shake yourself from the dust, the stuff going on around you. You got to shake that stuff off you. Just as when you come home now, most people, they've been out in the street. They get some Lysol, or they spray their shoes with some kind of alcohol or something, or then they use and disinfecting and cleaning their hands, and sometimes they wash their clothes right away. They want to get that dust from outside of them. They don't want to bring that virus in their home.
Amen.
Did you hear me? They don't want to do that. I remember some years ago, I seen a Chinese movie or some movie. And back then they had masks on. Just years ago, had masks on because of the smog and air pollution they had. And I said, oh, look at those, look at those silly people with masks on. Who's laughing now? They are. We got masks on. I was looking at a commercial. Now they got crystal clear masks that you just put on like glasses, and it's over your whole face. It's real crystal clear. Then they have the miniature ones. Go ahead. They got all kind of masks that they want us to wear. When the breaker comes, you'll find out what's going on. That's why he tell you, you got to brush up and shake up the dust.
Amen.
Shake that stuff from the dust. And he wants you to arise. And then sit down somewhere else. That's what you got to do. You got to loose yourself from where you at. You in a mad situation. One way to loose yourself is keep your mouth shut and wait on God and do what you're supposed to do. It's where we mess up. Remember I just told you about the person that was supposed to be telling me off? Yeah. I let them carry on. What am I supposed to stop them? It's the free country. Freedom of speech.
Amen.
But he failed to realize something about freedom of speech. There are consequences for it. This is why you got to wait for the breaker to come. You can miss your blessing fussing with people. Self is always going to want to rise up when somebody telling you something you disagree with. You want to tell them peace of your mind. Don't tell nobody peace of your mind. You need peace in your mind.
Amen.
Hello? You need God peace in your mind every day. When the breaker comes, you're going to break out.
Amen.
This scripture says here, shake thyself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. O captive daughter of Zion. Did you hear what he said? Loose your neck. Loose those chains. You know what? Some of us cause those chains to be on our neck by our own action. You need the breaker to come and break you out of that. We got habits that we can't take to heaven.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you want to go to glory? You got to let the breaker take place in your life. You can't go to heaven or get eternal life, live an old shabby way. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. You're deceiving yourself. People say, I can do whatever I want and go to heaven. That ain't true. There's no Bible nowhere to support that. We must be born again, and we must obey God. We need a breaker to come in our lives. Let's move on. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 7. Listen to this. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and to them that sit in darkness, out of the prison house. Let me read it again. To open the blind eyes and to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness, out of the prison house. When the breaker comes. When the breaker comes, he's going to open your blind eyes. That's good. They need eyes cloud to clear your eyes so you can see. When the breaker comes, he's going to bring you out of that prison. Many people live in spiritual prisons. They bound by sorcery and witchcraft, divination, all kind of wicked stuff. Some people are bound in homosexuality and perversion. Some people are bound by the spirit of lying. Some people are bound by the spirit of fornication and adultery, and they can't get out. But when the breaker comes, he'll break you out of that. Did you hear me? He can bring you over and bring you out. He'll take those scales off your eyes so you can see clearly. They used to have a song called "I Can See Clearly Now That the Rain Is Gone." But I want you to know God can let you see beyond the rain. Oh, yes, he can. To bring out the prisoners from prison and to them that sit in darkness. Amen. People sitting in darkness every single day. Every day people are sitting in darkness believing lies and corruption. When the breaker comes, the breaker will break you out of that. He doesn't want you sitting in darkness. He doesn't want you living in darkness.
Amen.
He said, I come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. He said, I am the light of the world. He said, you are a city. Oh God, that sits on a hill that cannot be hid. When the breaker comes, when the breaker comes, he'll bring deliverance in your life. He'll bring you out of darkness into his marvelous light. People preach thousands of, preachers preach thousands of messages today. Nobody gets saved. They need to meet the breaker. The yoke breaker. The burden bearer. The mind regulator. The healer of the world. Verse 7. To open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison houses. He's talking about some churches too. Did you hear me? He's talking about some churches that people have been going on and being lied to for years. So now that this outbreak has taken, the breaker say, I'm going to bring them out of that mess permanently. I'm going to find them somewhere where they can hear the whole truth. A lot of the false prophets are trying to figure out how they're going to do this, how they're going to do that now. Because the people are home. Now they threatening them to send the money or God's going to kill them and all kind of crazy stuff. Because they desperate for dollars. They're not desperate for souls. Let's move on. Let's go to Acts chapter 16. Now let's talk about Paul. Acts chapter 16 and verse 26 says, listen to this. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors opened and everyone's bands were loose. Let me read it again. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Did you hear that? God sent an earthquake, but not a regular earthquake. He sent a God kind of earthquake. The breaker had broken that prison door foundation. He broke off the bands that was holding him, them chains that was holding him. God broke those bands for Paul to walk out of that prison.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you, when the breaker comes, he'll bring you out of the prison in your life. Hallelujah. Paul was a man that worshiped and praised God. He didn't take no for an answer when it came to worship and praise God. And that's one of our problems. We're too embarrassed. When I used to live in New York City and take the train, people had their Bible. They'd have their Bible with them, but they had it wrapped up in something so nobody could see it was the Bible. They were ashamed. Those folks didn't meet the breaker. When you meet the breaker, you ain't worried about nobody knowing you got no Bible. Paul was one of those people to be ashamed that he was introduced to Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. When the breaker comes. The breaker came and broke that prison cell and loosed everybody binds. Did you hear me? Everybody bounds were broken. Everybody was free to go. When you read that story, it's really interesting. When you read that story there in chapter 16, I'll read that verse again. I'm going to read from verse 25. Listen to this. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sung praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Verse 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone bound were loose. They were Paul and Silas were doing. They were praising and blessing God in the midst of their imprisonment. That's what we got to do. You want the breaker to come? Praise and bless God in the midst of what you're going through. Praise and bless God the best way you can. Praise and honor God in the midst of your trials and your afflictions. And when the breaker comes, he's going to break that foundation of that situation you're in. Paul and Silas praised and worshiped God, and all of a sudden, around midnight, after midnight, the very foundations of the prisons were shaken. The doors opened on their own. Oh, my gosh. The doors opened on their own. The chains fell off their hands. Listen to this. Nowhere in that verse of scripture or in that chapter, it said the prison fell apart. Did you hear me?
Amen.
It doesn't say the prison fell apart. It simply said God caused an earthquake, a God kind of earthquake that moved the foundation, that the doors opened on their own, and the chains fell off their hand.
Amen.
And they were able to walk out. That's when the breaker takes care of it. That's when the breaker steps in. He knows how to do things the right way. Man knows how to create earthquake, because they be doing all kind of stuff. That's why we have this outbreak. You think God made this earthquake, this outbreak? No, man meddling and stuff. Man is never known to do things 100% correct on his own. He always got some mess connected to it.
Amen.
It's just like in politics. Any bills pass, they put pork in it. They adding stuff that has nothing to do with the bill. But God don't do that. If God said he's going to give you a new home, God gives you no home. You don't give junk. God doesn't give junk. But in this verse, we see Paul and Silas in verse 25, they were worshiping, blessing God. And something took place. It's something about when the breaker comes, See, if you really take time and read your Bible, you're going to find out the scripture plainly state that God inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. Preachers don't teach that no more. Preachers teach you to focus on them. They ain't teaching to focus on God. When they start teaching the focus on God and worship and praise God, things going to happen what God's doing. Man can't do nothing the way God does. Oh, he'll try. But he'll never outdo God. Let's move on. Let's go to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, verse 7. King James Version. Listen to this. This is about Peter now. Acts chapter 12, verse 7 says, "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, arose him up, raised him up, saying, Arise, up quickly. And his chains fell off his hand, from his hand." Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this verse. "And the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on his side, and raised him and said," raised him up saying, "Arise up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. Now, let's look at the scripture a little further. Peter was arrested, thrown in prison, beaten and thrown in prison. Peter was sleeping. He'd already praised God and blessed God. Now he was resting. However, back at home, the people were praising and blessing God. They was worshiping God and thanking God for bringing Peter out by faith. The angel of the Lord came. You got to understand something about God. I know preachers run around saying what God done for others, he'll do for you. That's not 100% true. Did you hear me? If that was the case, Peter and Paul would have had the same escape experience. Amen. Oh, come on, y'all, now listen to me. If that was true, Peter and Paul would have had the identical experience. What God done for Mary, he may not do for you, because you don't know what Mary went through to get that. Amen. Stop buying in the lies from preachers and stick with what the word said. I know that song says, "What God done for others, he'll do for you." Show me in the Bible. There's no guarantee to that. Even being saved, you're not going to get saved just like everybody else. Some people get saved in their car. Some people get saved on their deathbed. I'm just saying some do. Not all of them. They just look up when they die. Some people get saved on a delivery bed. They be having a baby and get saved. I'm serious. When I got saved, I didn't even realize I was saved. I didn't even really hear what the girl was saying to me, to be honest. I realized after. Somebody sit down and talk to me. Then I understood that I got accepted Christ. And then I had to really accept Christ. So I understood I accept Christ. What God done for Paul wasn't guaranteed that was going to be for Peter. And what God did for Peter wasn't guaranteed for Paul. The Bible's showing it right here. It says in this verse, "Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands." The breaker will come for you, but he's not coming the same way. Preachers run around telling people God is going to do the same thing he done for Mary, Joel, Harry. God gave him a Rolls Royce. He's going to give you one too. God's going to give this and God's going to give that. When the breaker comes, you'll know it. when the breaker brings your deliverance. When God brings your deliverance, he's the breaker. The problem with this thing about go what God did for others, he's going to do for you. God, first of all, salvation is personal between you and him. My salvation is not based off my wife. My wife's salvation is not based off me. She's part of the ministry, but it's not based off myself. My salvation ain't based off her. I have to live for God for me. She has to live for God for her. Just like my son, I can't make him be saved. I cannot. It's personal. I pray for him. You say, Dad, pray for me. I pray for me. But the truth is, he got to get saved for himself. I'm not a popular guy with a lot of preachers because I'm just straightforward. I don't beat around the bush. So I don't care. But the fact remains, when the breaker comes for you, he's going to break those yokes off your life. He's going to turn that situation around. But there's something that a lot of people are not understanding about when the breaker comes. When God comes down for you, you have had to have done what God required. All through the Bible. People had to do what was required. The people of Israel cried for God to do stuff, but they didn't really want him to do it because they wanted to continue in sin, and that's what's wrong today. You want to really understand something that a lot of people accept when I'm talking about so-called saved folks? There's millions of saved folks, supposed to be saved folks, mad because Biden became president and Trump is not. You want to know something the Bible says? Man would rather believe a lie than the truth. I want to tell you another big mystery. 10% of the Bible is only for the unbelievers. The 90% is for church folks. That we will learn to live right. That we will learn to obey God. That the breaker could come in to bring deliverance that's needed in our lives. Those people choose to follow them lies. And not follow what the scripture says. Because the Bible said that God hates to lie. Yet Trump lied 24/7. And he even said he do. Yeah, of course I lie all the time. He's admitted I lie. Yeah, I do. He's actually admitted I lie. Yeah. I do it because, you know, that's what people want to hear. I said what I said because that's what people want to hear. I wanted to get elected. So I said whatever they wanted to hear. No, doesn't matter. 400,000 people dead because of a man that chose to follow lies than the truth. Over 70 million people followed him. The Bible plainly say, know them that labor among you. And it's not just for scriptures. It's just not the Bible. It's in life itself. Know those that labor among you. I'm not saying that to knock them. I'm just telling you a fact. Paul, Peter was brought out of prison. God delivered them. But it wasn't the same way. The breaker is going to come in your life and break those yokes that you need broken. But it's not going to be like nobody else. Because why? Your relationship with God is personal. We got millions of church ministries. My ministry is the Tabernacle of Deliverance. I have the Wisdom for Life Bible series. I have the Wisdom for Life Scripture series. I have all these different things. I'm not trying to be like nobody else. We now on podcasts. We're here live here. We have the television broadcast. Who knows what else God allowed me to have? I'm not trying to be like nobody else. I have no Facebook Live. I'm not like nobody else. I'm not trying to be. My relationship with God is personal between me and him. I'm doing the ministry that he gave me. I'm not looking about what other people are doing. That's not my business. I can't take my time trying to copy their ministry, but I have to take care of my own. Nobody's going to do the work that God gave me for me. When I stand before God, God is going to say, what have you done, Bernard, with what I gave you? Well, I was too busy. I was trying to be like so-and-so. I wanted to have a ministry like them. God's going to just say, get out of here. Get out of my sight. When the breaker comes. Let's move on. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 60. It's just about finished. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1. Listen to this. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Let me read that again. Rise, shine, for the light is come, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. We used to sing a song, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory. Now listen, that's what we're supposed to do when we want God to bless our life. When we want the breaker to come for us. I know it sounds a little selfish. You want the breaker to come for you. Put yourself in that spot. Rise, shine.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise and worship God for you. People go to church and never, ever get into no service. What am I talking about? They're so busy looking around and everybody praising God and everybody worshiping God. They're so busy looking and can't get into it for themselves. And they go back home the same way they came. The preacher can't give you nothing. I could do a service with 10,000 people. I can't do nothing for not one. Now I can. You know why? Because this is personal. The anointing of God got to flow on me to minister to the people. You could do self and self. You could do a lot of stuff in self, but you're just making it worse for those people. But when the power of God come on you, the breaker comes down, people going to get delivered. Yokes are going to get broken. Lives are going to be changed. Homes are going to be restored. That's when the breaker comes. That's why this scripture says here, and this messes a lot of people up. Rise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You got to get yourself in a position for, oh my gosh, for the glory of the Lord to come upon you.
Amen.
Personal. You know what? A lot of people are missing out on a great blessing. I do. I feel my heart goes out to a lot of people that are home. They're in abusive homes, and going to church is their only getaway. But it is my prayer and my determination that the breaker will come and break them out of that and bring deliverance to them. But a lot of people have an opportunity while they're home now to spend time alone with God, and they won't even spend a second with Him. They're right home where they can spend time with God. They got 24 hours to spend time with God. Some of them are not working. They can spend time to worship God so God can bring them out, but they won't do it.
Amen.
But what they'll do, they'll pick up their cell phone and call Mary. You know what happened today? Joe, I heard Sister so-and-so. And they'll do all that foolishness. And then they'll say, I'm waiting on God. You're not waiting on God. You're fooling yourself. The scripture says here, rise, arise, shine. Something we got to do. We got to shine. We got to shine. We got to shine. You got to arise out of your mess and shine for thy light. Did you hear the scripture? It says, for your light has come. Oh, my goodness. Your moment is here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It said, thy light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He's talking about personal. He's not talking about me alone. He's talking about everybody individually. But you know what? We won't arrive. We don't want to shine. We want to keep the doors closed. So the light can't shine in.
Amen.
Because when the light of God shines in, things take place. Changes of mind. I remember years ago, But I was really younger, in my 20s. And I was single, and I spent a lot of time praying and fasting. I wanted to get to know God for myself. So I spent a lot of time praying and fasting and worshiping God. And one day, I was in church. And somebody came to me and said, "Bernard, you got a halo around your head." People used to tell me things that I didn't see myself, but they kept seeing it. I'd have this great glow on my face. My eyes were like fire, all kind of stuff. They used to scare me half to death telling me this stuff. They don't know, but I kept quiet. But I wanted the breaker to come. When you've been going through a lot of things in your personal life and the life around you, hardship, you want the breaker to come. You want the breaker. You don't care about what nobody else doing.
Amen.
You don't care about what nobody. I remember when I broke my ankle. And my wife was teasing me because she said, "You look like a old man with a cane. Because I was walking like this, hopping. And I kind of did look like a old man. I went to my friend Pastor Furlow's church. Was it Pastor Furlow? No, his son's church. I think it was. It's Jason's church. One of their churches. I went to that church and I got to start praising God. I mean, I began to praise God and worship God and bless God. I mean, I started running around that church and forgot my ankle was broken. The young brothers were trying to catch up with me, but God delivered me that day. I went home without no crutches. Without that, it wasn't a crutch. Well, I sprained my ankle real bad. I could hardly walk. I sprained that ankle, I don't know how many times, and it just got worse. But I ran around that church. The breaker had come. I didn't see him. I didn't feel him. I didn't hear him, but he came. When the breaker comes, see, this is personal. This is personal relationship stuff. If there's one person that's watching this broadcast that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, let's pray and let the breaker come to your life today as Jesus Christ. Bow your head and repeat me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to come into my heart to be my Lord and my personal Savior. I thank you for saving me. Thank you for dying on the cross of me, and thank you for rising that I might be free from sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Send me a testimony. Go to the website, the Tabernacle of Deliverance, inc.org. You can send a testimony, prayer request, or become a partner with our TV broadcast and podcast to help finance it, in other words. But listen, above all, you got to allow the breaker to take place in your life. This isn't the message I plan to preach, but this is what God said for you today. The breaker has come for you today to break you out of what you've gone through. If you could get hold of it, the breaker has come. I'll see you Wednesday night at Bible study. God bless.